You can begin.
You just want me to comment on what I...
No, tell the story back to me with as much detail as you can.
Okay, so there was a policeman walking down the street, checking on various businesses as he patrolled his beat, knocking on door to see if anyone was there. And then he came upon a man standing in a doorway with a cigarette in his mouth. And he asked the man, what was he doing there, perhaps? And the man said, well, I'm waiting for someone that I had known 20 years ago, and we had promised each other that we would meet here after 20 years if both of us were still alive and in existence. So they kept talking. And then, let's see what happened after that. After that, then, I think he asked the man about the restaurant that they both had visited at that time. I think the place was called Joe Brady's Restaurant. He said, oh, Joe Brady's Restaurant, well, that restaurant is no longer here. I'm sorry that it isn't here, because we could have had dinner here like we had those 20 years ago. So he asked him, how was he doing? One of the men, I think the one named Bob, perhaps, had moved to the West Coast to seek his fortune. And Jimmy, the name of the other man, asked him how he had been doing out there. He said, well, moderately well. So he asked, well, how have you been doing back here in the East? Well, I've done rather well for myself. So then they kept talking, and one mentioned the fact that how he missed the old neighborhood and the places that they had visited, and how most of them had gone out of business or had just faded away somehow. So then the policeman at that point wished him well and walked away. Shortly after that, another man in a long coat crossed from the other side of the street, and while the other man, when the other man saw him, he said, is that you, Bob? He said, Jimmy, are you are Jimmy Wells? He said, yes, I'm Jimmy Wells. So then somehow or another, when one of the men lit a cigar, and the man said, you're not Jimmy Wells. Jimmy Wells had a Roman nose, and yours is a pug nose. He said, well, you know how things change or over time. Got to the point where the one in the long coat, as it turned out, happened to be a plainclothes policeman, and told Bob that you're under arrest. You were wanted in Chicago, and I'm here to arrest you. In the meanwhile, one of the gentlemen passed the other a note that read to this effect that I've been watching you, and you're wanted in Chicago. You're not who you say you are, and that kind of thing. That's all I remember mostly from the story.
Oh, okay. That's excellent. Okay, now I'm going to ask you to tell me a story.
Tell you a story.
And try to think of a story with at least two other people in it, at least two or three people.
Well, okay, I'll think of something. The lady that directed the group, Julius Anderson, that I was associated with, died in Nashville, Tennessee. I was given notice of her passing, and they asked me would I come down and join some of the other former members to be a part of her funeral service. So I purchased a ticket and drove out, rode out to National Airport to get on this plane to go to Nashville. I went through a gate, seemingly the gate I'm supposed to go through to board this plane. Well, I went through the gate, got on the plane. Shortly after that, one of the stewardesses came to me and said, will you be having lunch? I said, really, I don't think I have time to do that because I'm getting off in Nashville. So I'll just bypass your offer to have lunch. She said, I beg your pardon? I said, I'm getting off in Nashville. She said, there must be some mistake. This flight is a one-way direct flight to Miami, Florida. I said, you're kidding me. There must be some mistake. She said, I'm sorry, but you'd have to go all the way to Miami.
hopefully we'll be able to get you a return flight to Nashville in time for you still to attend the services. But there was no return flight. They offered me dinner at the airport in Miami, made all kinds of apologies to me, and gave me they refunded the fare that I had paid for this particular flight. But there was no opportunity at all for me to attend my dear friend's funeral service. So I got back to D.C. Probably sometime late that evening, and I called my wife from the airport and told her to pick me up. She said, well, you're not supposed to be back this soon. What are you doing back this soon? So I had to tell her the whole story of this mix-up at the airport. And that's how my little story ends.
Oh, okay. Wow. Interesting. Okay. Since he turns his ringer off, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you another short story.
All right.
And then you tell it back to me. Mm-hmm. And it's very short, so here's the story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse. But she didn't see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries. So she put her groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved. Mm-hmm. That's the story.
That's the story.
You tell it back to me.
Well, this lady was shopping, seemingly perhaps at a supermarket, and she got to the checkout counter and discovered that her wallet was not there. Evidently, her wallet had fallen from her purse or something without her knowledge. So she had to put the groceries back where they were, or leave them at the checkout counter. But when she got home, a young girl called her and told her that she had found her wallet. And of course, by that, as a result of that, she was quite relieved to know that her wallet had been recovered.
Excellent. Remember the story, because at the end of everything, I want to ask you to tell it to me again.
No!
All right, if you don't mind, I'd like to run you through some memory exercises. Mm-hmm. The first one, this is a measure of short-term memory. So I'm going to give you some numbers and just have you repeat it back to me. Okay? You ready? Mm-hmm. 582.
582.
Mm-hmm. 694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
75836.
75836.
619473.
649473.
392487.
392487.
5917428.
5927438.
4179386.
You got me there.
Okay. 5819647.
5812 blah 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 blah.
Okay. Now I'm going to give you some numbers again, but this time I want you to tell it to me backwards.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yes.
No. Backwards.
Uh-huh. This is working memory now. Okay, you ready?
I don't know.
Okay. 2-4.
4-2.
Right. 5-8.
8-5.
6-2-9.
6-2-9. 9-2-6.
Mm-hmm. 4-1-5.
5-1-4.
3-2-7-9.
9-7-2-3.
4-9-6-8.
8-6-9-4.
1-5-2-8-6.
6-8-5-2-1.
6-1-8-4-3.
Repeat.
6-1-8-4-3.
3-4-8-1-6.
5-3-9-4-1-8.
Now you ask me too many numbers.
5-3-9-4-1-8.
Repeat just once more.
Okay. 5-3-9-4-1-8.
8-1-9-4-3-5.
Okay. And one more. 724856.
724. Repeat.
724856.
654. And I forget the first two.
Okay. That's enough of that. Next, Carlton, I need you to time. These are categories. This is a measure of long-term memory storage. So and these are categories. So I need for you to give me as many items in each category as you can. Cue for 1 minute. You ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. For example, if I were to say,
okay,
name as many states as you can, you would say New York, California, New Jersey, Massachusetts, etc. So that's the nature of the exercise. Okay. The first category is foods. Name as many foods as you can. Anything that you can.
It doesn't matter whether they're fruits, vegetables, or meats.
It doesn't matter. As long as you can eat it, you can name it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Bananas, cereal,
keep going,
eggs, bacon, ham, chops, pork chops, children's, fish, shrimp,
keep going.
Well, fruits, oranges, apples, at the mall, I eat a lot of nacho chips.
Mm-hmm.
I eat tacos. I eat fried shrimp. I said fried shrimp. Pancakes. Mm-hmm. Sausage. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
Is that a minute?
That's exactly, 50 seconds.
I needed a minute. Any more?
You want something else, perhaps?
That's okay.
It's open to anything.
It's too late now.
I need a minute.
Okay.
I need for you to cue me for a minute.
All right. Okay.
But I didn't go a minute, did I?
No. You need to do that again.
Again?
Yeah.
The same category?
Yeah, if you don't mind. I just need a minute.
I'm trying.
Are you ready?
Yep.
And let me know when just give me a signal for 1 minute.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay. Go.
Eggs, bacon, pancakes, shrimp, fish, pork chops, hams, string beans, broccoli, okra, peas, string beans, I can't think of any other foods. Did I say fruits? Did I give you any fruits?
No.
Oranges, apples, grapes, watermelon, cantaloupes, potatoes. Pimentos. Carrots. Sweet potatoes.
Stop.
Okay, no. Keep going. Can you think of any more?
Not offhand.
Okay. All right. Just give me a silent cue for a minute. Just look at me when he's finished.
A minute?
Yeah, after a minute.
Okay. When do you want to do it now? Start now? Another minute?
Not this category, the next category.
Another category now?
Yes.
Okay.
This category is animals.
Yipes!
Name as many animals as you can in a minute, and then if you can think of any more, So I'm taking basically two measurements, how many you can name in a minute, and then I'll, if you can, go further, and then stop whenever you're ready, whenever you finish. Uh-huh. But at least a minute. Uh-huh. Okay? That's what I want. Ready? Okay.
Lions, tigers, leopards, panthers, kangaroo, giraffe, panda, gorilla, chimpanzees, monkeys, camels, hippopotamus, rhinoceros, alligators, crocodiles, zebras, horses, ponies, snakes, I'd be in that category. Sharks, if you call sharks an animal. Whales. Let's see, what else? Ostrich. Eagles. Giraffe, how do I say giraffe or not? Giraffe.
Any more? Or is that it?
That's about it.
Okay, what was the time?
Minute and 35 seconds.
Okay.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yes.
Minute 35.
And the last category is kitchen items. Anything
no, you don't your say kitchen items. I'm not in the kitchen at all except to wash dishes.
Okay. Well, think of anything that's in the kitchen. Just name it.
Okay.
You ready?
Go.
Knives, forks, spoons, skillets, pots, pans, the table itself, napkins. The stove. Can I count the stove?
Mm-hmm.
Count the stove. The sink. The Brillo pads. The dishcloth. The dishwasher. The garbage pail. The trash bin. What is the bin in the kitchen? You don't want the curtains or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Curtains, the blinds, the keys for the kitchen doors. I might have a small fan in there. I said napkins, I believe. The chairs at the table where we sit. Sometimes plastic eating utensils, the glassware, the cups, the saucers, the plates. There's a calendar on the wall. In our kitchen, there's a small television set. There's a telephone there. And pens and pencils for writing. What else is in there? The refrigerator. I must have that.
Mm-hmm.
The refrigerator.
Anything else?
That's about it.
That's about it? Okay.
2 minutes, 3 seconds.
Great. All right. This final exercise is a test of attention and inhibition, inhibiting what you want to do in favor of what you're supposed to do. Okay.
Look at me.
look at all husbands when you ask that category.
Now the first one, I'm going to hand this to you.
Mm-hmm.
You see where it says part one?
Part one.
I want you to just, this is time too.
Okay.
I want you to read that across as fast as you can. see where it says the first part one?
Yeah.
Just read that across.
Okay. You ready?
Out loud.
Now?
That's your practice.
All right, green, brown, purple?
That's it. Now flip the page over.
Flip the page over. This way?
Yes, and you'll see part one, black and white test.
Yeah.
Start at the very top and read across as fast as you can, and we're going to time it. And when you're...
Just the top line.
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Just go across.
All right.
Start here. Exactly.
Let me know when you're ready.
You ready? Okay.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Great. Okay. What time?
8 seconds.
Excellent. Flip over to the next page.
Next page.
Okay, now, same principle, except this time I want you to tell me the color of each dot and go across as fast as you can.
Mm.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm. You ready?
And go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Great. What's the time?
13 seconds.
Excellent. Okay, the last one is the test of inhibition. So let's go back to the practice page real quick. So you see this right there? Instead of telling me the word, I want you to tell me the color that the word is printed in.
The color that the word is printed in?
Yeah, so that's green. Mm-hmm. So don't say brown, say green. And.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. I see.
So go through that line.
Just this down here. Mm-hmm. Green. Black, gray, blue.
Yeah, that's what I want you to do. Okay, so same thing. Start here and go as fast as you can, but tell me the color of the word and not the word itself.
Oh.
Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
And start.
Blue, red, green, yellow, green, yellow. Green, blue, red, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, red, yellow, green, red, blue, yellow, red.
Excellent.
30 seconds on the nose.
Excellent. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Remember that story about the lady with the groceries?
Sort of.
Can you tell that back to me one more time?
Okay. This yellow.
I ain't supposed to hear.
You're not supposed to hear?
So I have to take the test.
Okay. This lady was at a supermarket, evidently. She had bought a bunch of groceries, I suppose. Her wallet fell from her purse without her knowledge. So she got to the cash register and she didn't have any money to pay for her purchases. So I suppose she left them there and went on back home, quite upset. But when she got home, she received a phone call, seemingly from a young girl who told her that she had found this wallet or this purse, and she was trying to return it to her. It was a lady who was quite relieved.
Perfect. That's it.
That's all?
Uh-huh.
You mean that's all the test?
That's it.
Yay!
Excellent work. I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome.
Okay, let me.
Did I fill out all this first beside my signature? Was there something I have to fill out?
Yeah, I want to give you a copy of the consent form, and I'll keep that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put that in my.
Let me read this purchase. Let me
just say
the purpose of this
I'll give you a copy for your records.
Okay. And this study I'll be asking Jimmy to tell you, so it will be retelling, and the second will be recalling your personal experience. Let me do something here while you're all sitting here.
Okay.
I'm going to let you hear my singing voice.
Okay, thank you.
Italian song.
Buona notte,
Tenor?
Yes, I'm a tenor. You remember the Arthur Godfrey television shows? It may have been too young to know about him.
I know Arthur.
Yeah, something called Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I
remember. Yeah. Early. It was way back in the late 50s or 50s.
I won that show. I bested at least four or five other contestants. He gave me a week on his morning television show. When that was over, the Harlem Globetrotters of all people called me and asked me to join them on the Coast to Coast tour with the College All-Stars. They wanted me to sing the national anthem at the beginning of each game. Well, we did that. So that was one of the experiences that I had for something on Godfrey's show.
I bet you that story is good. But I had this no
I've heard a few recitals as a result of that too.
Interesting life.
Oh, I've been around.
She read a book.
Some people say, why don't you write a book?
Should.
So many people involved want to write that same book that I knew then. Now this next song is the one I did on the Godfrey show that won me the contest that night. The world is mine tonight.
You keep one copy and I'll turn the other one on Monday. I just need you to fill it out and you can use your signature. I'm signing it on this.
Can a printer write?
You print, so because these people want to see these things. Make it easier for them.
Not just the
I was thinking about the Jubilee Singers, and I was thinking of the song that I always loved to hear from them. It was the Ain't It That Good News?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. I was with the DCU Youth Orchestra, you correct?
The orchestra? The chorale?
Yeah. And we did all those.
What's the gentleman's name? Conductor of that orchestra played so many years. I think he retired.
Yeah, I can't think of his name.
Him not too long ago at one of the concerts for the DC Youth Orchestra.
Yeah, I can't think of his name.
Lynn somebody.
Oh, yeah, that's the orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the chorale, who had the chorale at that time?
I can't remember his name. I was with that way back in the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
In the 70s.
Yeah. You went to school in the district. Which high school?
I went to Duke.
Duke? Yeah, I know one or two people. Still there. As I said, Edward Jackson is still there. Santa Monica.
Edward Jackson. I thought you said somebody else. Edward Jackson.
Edward Jackson.
That's the one.
Yeah, he's been there for years.
Yeah, he was there. I'm dating myself. Yeah. Is he still around?
Oh, yes. He's still around. He mostly directs the choirs at the Seventh Day Adventist, of which he's a member.
Oh, okay.
And up until just recently, he was the choir director at the Brother Mayhem Church on 15th and M Street. And I think he is over there.
I'm sure he doesn't remember this. That was so long ago.
Yeah.
That was when I was in elementary and junior high.
Yeah.
That's okay, because one copy is yours.
I got it.
That would be your copy.
Okay. Oh, well. Okay.
Yeah, I'll take these. I highlighted Laverne Gooding Jones. If there's any problems, if you haven't after at least 4 weeks, at the most 4 weeks, you haven't gotten your check, I will call her, or you can call me, and I'll get on top of it. Yes, and I put it on the payment form also, so you have it, just in case there's any problems, because you probably get paid before I do.
You have to explain us that UDC. Still trying to learn. Still trying to learn the language. Not just take it as a hobby, nothing more than that. Because of our travels. I promise some of the people I have met. When you come in now, you must speak Spanish. You must speak Spanish when you come in now. So that's what got me interested and motivated. Trying to learn the language. Is she okay? That's my friend.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. We did that with Mr. Jackson.
Did you with this thing?
No, Bridge of a Troubled Water.
Oh, yes.
And we also, I don't know if you know this one, but it's one of my favorites, and Mr. Jackson didn't really like it. It's called By the Waters of Babylon, four-part chorus.
Yeah.
I loved it. He didn't like it at all.
Yeah, we did that at St. Luke's Episcopal Church.
I love that song.
Yeah, yeah.
It's beautiful, the harmonies. In fact, I still have the sheet music.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Way back from then.